Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the program today. We come to you from the United States Senate television studios. Our guest for the whole show, United States Senator Dean Heller, on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the U.S. Senate recording studios here on Capitol Hill. And I'm joined, pleasure as always, to have U.S. Senator Dean Heller back on the program.
Washington, glad to have you here, Sam.
Thank you so much. The day we're taping this is the day of the special session for Tesla. Share with us, if you will, your thoughts on this, because this is humongous.
Well, I was at the opening, as you're probably well aware of the disclosure of the deal Wednesday on the steps last week of the Capitol building, and it was good to be there and be part of that celebration. I call it a celebration because we're talking about bringing $5 to $6 billion into the state of Nevada. You couldn't have found a company that will and can do what Tesla can do, and that is just in the region. And we're talking the Story, Washoe, Carson City, and Douglas region, a 20% increase in gross GDP. And for the state of Nevada as a whole, 4%, 6,500 jobs. And I think the governor was the one that said that for every dollar, you'll get $80 back from your investment. Can you imagine having a $100 investment and a return over a year of $8,000? You know, there's not too many people that turn that down. In my years in the securities industry, we certainly would have gone for any deal like that. So I'm really excited about it. But let me tell you what I think is the biggest factor. When you get a company like Tesla into your state, into your region, it's good enough for Tesla, it's good enough for other companies. And what we're going to see, I believe, is a number of companies that follow. I talked to some people from Kentucky, and they were talking about when Toyota moved to Kentucky. And everyone said they gave away the farm to get Toyota into Kentucky. And they said it has been an absolute boom for that state, and that what Toyota probably is to Kentucky today, I believe Tesla is going to be to Nevada.
Well, and that's the thing, is that the more big names that you have to be able to throw around and say, well, they're here, you know, it makes it that much easier to make the sale to other companies to at least come and look at the sites. And one of the things that's unique about Story County is the ability to get things done. That if you come in there and you want a project done, you get a permit that day. Right. You don't wait 6 months to a year.
Story County is an incredible county, and those county commissioners stayed close with me during all the negotiations on this. Needed some help every from time to time in getting a few questions answered. But, you know, they're the real unsung hero in all this. Without Story County, this doesn't happen. Without Story County being the county to get things done as quickly as they can, you couldn't have done this in Washoe County. It would have been difficult to get this done in Douglas or Carson City. But to be able to have that industrial park, and I don't know how many years it's been there, but Lance
1998
Gilman.
1998 was the dream.
Think about that. That foresight that Gilman had in that this could be big, and now we have Calcan there, Walmart, Toys R Us, and now we bring the Tesla factory in. Some very smart people knew many years ago that there was some real opportunity here. And, boy, I give them a tremendous amount of credit, tremendous amount of credit. And, by the way, I couldn't get them off the phone every once in a while. They were calling my office during negotiations trying to get this thing done. But I was just impressed with that small county and what they were able to achieve.
Well, Roger Norman and Lance Gilman did something very smart, which was they paid cash, first of all, for the business park to begin with. And then every time somebody came in and bought land, they took that money and invested in the infrastructure. And so when Tesla was looking at the state, they looked at Apex in Southern Nevada. It didn't have the infrastructure in place. Whereas TRI, and I always like to point out, they are one of our proud sponsors, have been for many years.
Right, right.
But they reinvested into that property. So when the time came that a Tesla came along, not only could they have the speed of Story County, but the infrastructure was already in place. There was no waiting. Have you seen the pad that's out there?
I have not had a chance to get out there yet.
It's a mile long and a quarter mile wide.
Really. I talked to Bum Hess, former county commissioner out there, one of the negotiators on this particular project, and stayed in touch with him throughout most of the negotiations. And he has encouraged me to get out there to take a look at this pad, see what's going on out there. I'm just thrilled. I really am. I think this is really good for Nevada, and I think it's really good long term.
And it's going to make a change in the entire region. I mean, Lyon County has been suffering so long with the extension of USA
right.
Parkway to go to US 50, which has been a dream for a long time.
Right.
That's going to open up that whole Silver Springs area for housing. Fernley's going to boom from
this.
Got
the airport out there. The opportunities are endless, and I'm glad to see that that parkway being finished. You know, they've been working on that for 10 years, and the state has really wanted to complete that also. So here's a deal that that you know not only has the opportunity to create the jobs, the number of jobs that have been discussed, but the amount of infrastructure that we'll get out of this project will be something that will serve Nevada long term.
All right, so I got to throw a couple of the criticisms out at you and see how you respond. You know, from the left, if you got $1 billion to give in tax incentives, why can't you put $1 billion towards education instead?
Well, first of all, it's $1 billion that we don't have today. We're not talking $1 billion that are sitting on the table. We're talking if they don't show up, we don't have any money. We don't have $5 to $6 billion that they'll bring in. What we're trying to do is create some capital in the state of Nevada, and long term, it's going to have to help the educational system that we have. I had lunch today and with a bunch of engineers, and they were talking about the workforce that's going to be necessary for a factory like Tesla in the state of Nevada. And I said, the impact that that's going to have on our higher university system. We have a great university system with UNR and UNLV, and they're pouring millions of dollars into these universities to give to provide and improve the educational system that we have in the state of Nevada. So keep in mind, it's money we don't have today. We're not talking about $1 billion that's sitting in a bank somewhere that we're giving to Tesla. We're waiting for them to come in and through the process of capitalism you know, the free market, this is going to produce $5 to $6 billion that long-term counties like Story, Washoe, Carson City, Lyon County, they're all going to thrive because of that. And I see long-term for the sales tax, property tax, so on and so forth, Story County's already seen... we'll see some real opportunities there.
All right, let's take a break. More with Senator Heller when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're coming to you from the U.S. Senate Recording Studios on Capitol Hill with Dean Heller, our United States Senator from Nevada. It's interesting. Along with all the positive, there's got to be a few negative things coming out here. And a column by John L. Smith and comments from Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas talking about the infrastructure that's been put in place. And they're talking about it as though the state had provided that infrastructure, and therefore this kind of infrastructure should be provided for Southern Nevada. Are we seeing the beginnings of the North-South split flaring up again?
Well, the only people who care about the North-South split are politicians and the media.
Okay.
You know, they're the only two that care. Your average citizen out there, if you walk the streets of Clark County or the streets of Washoe County, they're not going to be talking about some challenge between one end and the other. Maybe during the UNLV, UNR football game or basketball game, it rears its ugly head. But for the average person, they don't really care. Politicians like to talk about it, and so does the news media. That doesn't mean that we can't do more for the rest of the state. Obviously, having Tesla in Story County is going to help Clark County. Clark County helps the rest of the state. I understand they're the engine, and they drive the economy statewide, but Tesla adds 4% to the GDP of the state of Nevada. 4%. That's going to help North Las Vegas out. That's going to help Mayor John Lee out to have that kind of growth. But, they're talking about a medical school down in Southern Nevada. They want to negotiate during this special session about starting a medical school in Southern Nevada. I don't have a problem with that. I think that'd be great for Las Vegas, great for that valley, to be able to expand the health care for our citizens down there. So good things can happen, and I would encourage them to at least ask.
Well, another complaint has been about the Apple Center. That they got huge tax breaks for coming in, also into Washoe County on the other side of the street from Story County there.
Yeah.
And complaints that Apple had not fulfilled its obligations, and yet Apple is actually expanding their data center. The only thing they haven't done so far is set up a place in downtown Reno to take advantage of the other tax breaks. So I'm not sure what the complaints are.
Yeah,
about
I think
that.
It just would have been office space, like you said,
right.
for tax reasons, but. So far, from everything that I've, all the information that I have, their commitments, they follow through on most of their commitments. So, again, I think whatever the boon is for Southern Nevada is good for Northern Nevada. Whatever the boon is for Northern Nevada is good for Southern Nevada. And this tit-for-tat thing, I think, is way overblown.
Now, did you get a chance to talk to Elon Musk?
I did.
Okay, now, you're a race car driver.
Yes.
Did you talk to him about the potential for expanding the Fernley Raceway?
I would like that, but no, I probably kept that to myself. I have driven a Tesla, though, and it's amazing how powerful that battery driven vehicle is. Enough to spin the tires. And, you know, I've spun enough tires in my lifetime, but to see that kind of power out of an electric-driven vehicle like that was very impressive.
By the way, let's dispel another rumor here, which is that this is tax breaks for billionaires because the cars that they sell are only available for very wealthy people.
Right, that's
but
not true.
They're actually talking about building a $30,000 car out of this.
That's right, $35,000 car, and one that goes far enough. You know, on a single charge, you know, to help people that live in the rural parts of America, for that matter, rural parts of Nevada. But if it only went 60 miles, which is about as far as they could go 10 years ago, now you can get up to 200, 250 miles on a single charge. I think the key in the future, of course, is to reduce the amount of time it takes to charge up one of those batteries.
Sure.
You know, now you go to bed and it charges in 6 hours, but if you had to cross this state it would be nice to have a 15-minute charge and stop at a station, charge it up, have a cup of coffee or something, get back in your car and go another 200 miles. That, I think, at the end of the day will be key, and I think that's what this mega factory is all about, to make sure that that progress moves in that direction.
Well, I think one of the already benefits from this is the routing of Interstate 11, the future interstate highway, that is now going to come through northwest Nevada rather
that's
than going
goal.
Through the eastern part of the state.
Right. That's the goal. I want to see, we have two freeways, 50 and 80, that go east to west, and I want to see a freeway that goes north to south, something a little bit bigger than 95. Obviously, the first leg of that is from Phoenix to Las Vegas, and that's probably the most critical portion of that. But as soon as we move it in that direction, I want it to continue north and go through the northern part of the state so that we have a freeway that we can access north and south, and I think that'll help Tesla plants and other manufacturing hubs in the northern part of the state.
And distribution for both ends of the state.
Absolutely. See, the key is, this is why what the industrial park has done there in Story County is that it's such a great hub for access to L.A., to San Francisco, up to Oregon, and Seattle, Washington, Salt Lake City. It's the perfect hub. It's so well located. I'm really thrilled about what the potential long-term future is in that particular park.
All right, let's hit some other topics when we come back.
All right.
More with Senator Heller after this.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association. Trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association. Mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three. To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Pages, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Michael Hull RV is proud to introduce its exciting new lineup of 2015 RVs. September 12th through 21st at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown. Michael Hull is proud to feature the New Year models in Class A and Class C motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers. Winnebago, Fleetwood, Rockwood, Sandstorm, and more. Or save thousands on remaining 2014 models. Highest prices for your trade-in, paid for or not. It's the Michael Hull 2015 RV Introduction Show and Sale. September 12th through 21st at Cabela's on I-80 next to Boomtown.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with United States Senator Dean Heller. Let's talk about this committee hearing where you were talking about the Veterans Hospital in Phoenix and your concerns about the delays there that might have caused deaths.
Right.
This wasn't based as much on hard evidence as it was on your gut instinct on this.
Well, we had a hearing yesterday. VA had the investigator for these reports in front of us. And I wasn't buying the report. They had a draft of this report of the impact of what happened in Phoenix. And obviously with the death of 40 veterans, it's going to get everybody's attention. After the draft, they sent it to the VA. And obviously there should be a shield between what the investigators find and what's going on at the VA. They send it to the VA, comes back, and there's language change in it that in essence exonerates the VA. And so I was very clear in the fact that it disturbed me that there would be language change from the draft to the time the VA had a chance to see it. Asked the doctor why. He claimed the VA had nothing to do with the language change. But this is the very language that if you're the secretary of the VA that you would want in it that would exonerate the facility or the personnel from any responsibility of the death of these veterans. And I found it very disturbing. And I wanted to get to the bottom of it, raised what I thought were appropriate questions, and hopefully we'll find out and make sure that there weren't that there wasn't a manipulation of this report.
Okay, what's next for this?
Well, they'll have another hearing. They have a new VA secretary, Bob McDonald, and I'm pleased that he's there. And I think Bob himself will take a look at this, and I'll talk to Bob about it also, and make sure that there wasn't anything going on that was untoward when it came to the language change in the final report. I have a lot of faith in this guy, but it's fighting for veterans. That's what we're trying to do. We want to make sure that they get the health care that they deserve and also the benefits that they've earned. And watching these kind of deaths isn't going to go away quietly. And I was surprised that nobody else on the committee actually mentioned anything about the draft language change in this report. But I wasn't just going to sit there and take it. I really wanted to get down to the bottom of it. So I will talk to the secretary and find out more information from him. And I think he's, I have found him to be very upfront, honest, and I will grill him next.
Congresswoman Titus's bill to get rights for gay marriage folks in the military through the VA went down in flames today.
I was unaware of that. In fact, I was not that familiar with the bill itself. What did it say?
It was just looking for equal rights for gay couples, that they would get everything that in every state.
I don't think they should be treated differently.
Well, for example, if gay rights are accepted in a state,
right,
then they get the benefits. If they
right.
go to another state,
right,
like Florida,
I'm for
they
workplace
don't get
equality. Supported that legislation when it came before the Senate just a couple of months ago. Regardless of your feeling, you know, and I do believe marriage is between a man and a woman, but I think everybody should be respected and be treated equally. And if the laws in that state allow for benefits for medical care, I think everybody should be treated exactly the same, regardless of what their personal feelings are on this issue.
Are your feelings on gay marriage evolving, do you believe, over the last, say, decade?
No, I've always taken the position that marriage is between a man and a woman, but I also believe in a level of respect, treating people fairly. I don't want there to be any problems in the workplace, so on and so forth. So it's not an issue that's on the forefront for me. I have my personal feelings, and I keep them, you know, close to my chest, but I'm also very open to people living their own lifestyles the way they want to. I just don't tend to agree. But I respect anybody's personal feelings on this particular issue.
Change of topic here. Senator Reid is pushing SJ Resolution 19 to limit, as he calls it, dark money. to limit Republican funders as a way to overturn the Citizens United ruling. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I don't think it's a serious push. If it was a serious push, this thing would have been talked about 6 months ago, and we'd have had 3 months of discussion on this. What we have is a bill on the floor, no amendments, no discussion. Once again, the typical way the Senate has been handling itself for the last 4 years. And until there's a fair discussion on this issue, I won't support it. But I do think that there are necessary changes, and hopefully in the future we'll have that reasonable discussion to X out any amendments. No amendments from the majority, no amendments from the minority, no discussions on any amendments, no new ideas, different ideas. I mean, that's the way the Senate used to run itself. And the fact that we have chosen for the last 4 or 5 years not to do that, no, I'm not going to support it until we have a very distinct and discussion on this particular issue.
About 10 minutes left here.
Want to talk about my beard at all?
No, not at all.
If you love Nevada, you've got to grow a beard. I know she grew a mustache.
And have a hard time doing this. You've run out the clock, sir. Thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate your time, as always.
All right. Thank you.
Senator Heller. Thank you.
Thanks.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has solutions for you.
Our aggressive marketing plan will assure you the results that you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and with most plans, get a total home HD DVR included for life. Cable can't beat that.
Call to choose any bundle, like internet for $14.95 and home phone for $20 per month. So why wait? Call this number today.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
Have you tried reapplying for your Social Security benefits once they've been denied? Denied. 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 Denied.
If your disability claim was denied, stop running in circles and call us now. Let us get you the disability benefits you've earned. Your first visit is free. And you only pay us when Social Security pays you. David Allen and Associates. We get results. I'm David Allen.
Thinking of selling your home? Marshall Realty has a no-hassle guarantee.
If you don't love my service, fire me at any time. My only job is for you to see the results you want. Call me today at 473-1055.
Among the guests coming up next week on Nevada Newsmakers, the man of the hour, Lance Gilman. We'll see him in the next broadcast.